A few minutes later, I heard Dad yell at Julie to get off the antique furniture, and once again, she got bullied. I don't think I went outside that whole first week. I helped unpack stuff and watch TV and just kind of hung around while my mom and dad arranged and rearranged the furniture, debating whether Empire set teas and French Rococo tables should even be put in the same room. So believe me, I was dying to go outside, but every time I checked through the window, I could see Julie showing off in her yard. She'd be hitting a soccer ball or doing high kicks with it or dribbling it up and down there driveway, and when she wasn't busy showing off, she'd just sit on the curb with the ball between her feet, staring at my house. My mom didn't understand why it was so awful that that cute little girl had held my hand. She thought I should make friends with her. I thought, "You liked soccer, honey. Why don't you go out there and kick the ball around?" Because I didn't want to be kicked around, that's why. And although I couldn't say it like that at the time, I still had enough sense at age 7, and I have to know that Julie Baker was dangerous. Unavoidably dangerous, as it turns out. The minute I walked into Mrs. Yeltsin's second grade classroom, I was dead meat. "Bryce," Julie squeals. "You're here." Then she charges across the room and tackles me. Mrs. Yeltsin tried to explain this attack away as welcome hug, but man, that was no hug. That was a front line, take 'em down tackle, and even though I shook her off, it was too late.